You're listening to SBS News.
New South Wales has recorded 753 new local COVID-19 cases, with most cases in Western and Southwestern Sydney. Inner Sydney also delivered 73 fresh infections, while in Western New South Wales, where Narromine Hospital has been converted into a COVID-19 hospital, 50 cases were recorded, including 23 in Dubbo and 5 in Parkes. Of the new cases across the state, 80% have an unknown isolation status and 82% are yet to be linked to a known cluster. Premier Gladys Berejiklian also expressed her gratitude to people in hotspot areas in Western and Southwestern Sydney, where vaccination rates have surged well above the state average.
Blacktown has done an amazing job. Burwood, Fairfield, Canterbury and Bankstown, these suburbs have gone to very low vaccination rates to some of the highest in the state, and we're incredibly proud of all of you. And in having said that, we are now calling on everyone between the ages of 16 and 39 to come forward and book to get your vaccine through newsouthwales.gov.au. We want to make very clear, if you come through the New South Wales Health website, newsouthwales.gov.au, in those 12 local government areas of concern, you will be guaranteed priority to get your jab in the next few days.
The increase in vaccinations has helped the state reach its target of 6 million doses 5 days earlier than the target date of August the 31st. It prompted the Premier again to flag greater freedoms in September for those who have been fully vaccinated. But Ms Berejiklian has declined to detail what the changes could be or whether they will apply to hotspot areas including Blacktown and Canterbury Bankstown. Chief Health Officer Dr Kerry Chance says the goal remains to reduce cases, with every 10 positive cases currently infecting about 13 people, mainly in workplaces and households. She says there are now 608 COVID-19 patients in hospitals and more than 100 are in intensive care units.
We have 107 cases in ICUs and some of them across the age span. So again, reinforcing that COVID is a severe disease and can impact all age groups. Of the 107 people in ICU, 95 are not vaccinated and 12 people have had their first dose of COVID vaccine.
And Victorians aged 16 and above will be able to book a COVID-19 vaccine from Wednesday. The state has recorded 50 new locally acquired infections, bringing the total number of active cases to 522. Premier Daniel Andrews says over 800,000 bookings will be available for those aged from 16 to 39. Mr Andrews says the announcement is significant considering a large proportion of active cases are children and young people.
Of these, 113 are between 0 and 9 in terms of age, 101 are between 10 and 19, and 92 are between 20 and 29. So I think that makes the point beyond any doubt that this is relevant to all age groups, and we have people in hospital from all age groups, and we have people testing positive from all age groups. So this is very much everybody's business.
The Australian Capital Territory has recorded 30 new coronavirus cases, taking Canberra's outbreak to 167 infections. Of the new cases, 25 are linked and 11 had been in the community while infectious. The ACT wants to see a greater focus on vaccinating children as the virus spreads among younger people and Pfizer registrations open up for under 30s. The Territory is halfway through a three-week lockdown sparked by an infection imported from New South Wales, with Chief Minister Andrew Barr saying lockdowns work.
Lockdowns are a proven measure to suppress chains of transmission of the virus. They have worked elsewhere in Australia and overseas, and if we do the right thing, it will work here in Canberra.
And Queensland has recorded 2 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases in truck drivers. And for health and support measures that are currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.